This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Without putting too fine a point on it, the politics of the American economy can be a double-edged sword, if I could mix my metaphors here. Immigration is today's Exhibit A. The Trump administration has made tougher immigration laws a top priority. One key data point the president likes to say is that foreign labor has hurt American workers. American farmers beg to differ on that one. LEU from WABE in Atlanta went down to South Georgia to talk to some farmers there.
In Irwin County, Georgia, Gary Polk walks through a field of strawberries. Workers load a truck that's playing music.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Very good.
Polk is a fifth-generation farmer who specializes in muscadines, a type of sweet grape. Strawberries are a new crop for him. As for finding labor this year, he says he's been okay, but there was also a late freeze this winter that killed some of his crop. Polk remembers 2011, though. That's when Georgia passed an immigration enforcement bill, and many workers left, he says.
It just ended up scaring everybody away, and that's the year we probably lost $200,000 with fruit just rotting on the falling off the vines because we couldn't pick it.
Polk says he's concerned the tough talk now in Washington, D.C. has caused fear in immigrant communities where there are people who work in agriculture. He says that in farming, immigrants aren't taking the jobs of Americans. He's advertised those jobs that pay about $10 an hour.
I want to offer the safest food, sustainable, nutritional food available to my city cousins in Atlanta. But it just doesn't happen. Somebody's got to plant it, and then they got to prune it, and they got to grow it, and it's got to be harvested.
A group of organizations representing Georgia farmers sent a letter to the state's congressional delegation this year about immigration. The farmers want a way for undocumented workers to be able to come forward so they can register to work legally. A federal survey shows nearly half of farm workers in America are unauthorized or have false documents. But if farmers say they can't find American workers, what if they just raised wages?
There is some hypothetical wage at which Americans will take seasonal harvesting jobs in U.S. agriculture.
Philip Martin is a professor of agricultural and resource economics at the University of California, Davis. He says before that wage is even reached, though, other things would likely happen first.
We will never see a lot of Americans out in the fields because the technology is available to substitute for workers when wages rise. And if we don't have technology, there will be increased imports.
Meanwhile, Polk and other farmers say the legal route to getting foreign workers isn't all that easy either. It's estimated about 10% of agriculture jobs are filled by the temporary guest worker program called H-2A.
And then you can walk down that row if you'd like.
Each year, farmer Bill Brim hires about 500 people through H-2A. Brim runs a huge operation, more than 5,000 acres in Tifton, Georgia, where he grows produce.
H-2A is a good program, but it's just really cumbersome. It's hard to deal with. You got to have so many people working on it to make sure you're doing the right things to try to get focus on it.
Brim says there's a lot of paperwork, delays, and regulation. Growers have to do things like provide free housing for workers. He and other farmers would like to see an overhaul of H-2A regulations. As the Trump administration cracks down on illegal immigration, Brim says it needs to get easier to hire H-2A workers.
But if we don't have immigration, you'll quit eating. That's how important it is, because we won't have the help here to pick it.
Legislation aimed at changing the H-2A program has failed over the years, but there are new bills pending in Congress. In Tifton, Georgia, I'm LEU for Marketplace.